Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm speaking with Paonia musician Mike Gwynn of Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers. We're also joined by musician and producer Dave Snyder. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So you are here to tell us a little bit about your new CD that's titled Still Going 70 in a 55. And we're going to be hearing a few tracks off of that CD in a bit. Tell me a little bit about the process of this making this CD and what, and a little bit about the title. I like the title too.
Well, the title first. I just celebrated my 70th birthday on February 13th this year.
No way.
Way. So nice of you to say it like that. Interestingly enough, I feel like I'm way younger. I mean, I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life, and as a result of some things that I'll talk about. The title was, you know, a kind of a play on words, going 70 in a 55. I'm going 70 miles an hour in a 55-year-old body, although actually it should have been going 70 in a 35, if truth be known.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm, you know, really in good health and, you know, clean and sober and healthy and happy and skiing a couple days a week and taking care of myself and feel great.
I know that you grew up in a show business family. Your dad had a TV show. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, my dad had a television show back in the late 40s through the 50s. A show called What's the Name of That Song? He was the master of ceremonies on it. It was a musical quiz show with a live audience. And the band would play a snippet of a song and the contestant would come up, and if they could sing the first verse and the chorus, they received the grand prize of $50. And my dad would help them and sing along with them. And it was back in the early days of television, so it was live and entertaining.
Did you watch it?
I did, as a kid.
Did you play along? Did you know the...
No. I watched it for a little bit and then turned it off and turned it over to Time for Beanie or, you know...
Time for Beanie.
Yeah. Whatever the show was that was on at that time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my brother and I would sit and watch the test pattern on the television in the morning, waiting for the channel, the broadcast channels to come online.
Right.
You're not old enough to remember that, but
no.
I am.
Well, I'm old enough to have been around when you had to get up and actually change the channel with a knob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big giant, I'm pretty old.
Big giant vacuum tubes in the back of the TV. And when you turn it on, it wouldn't come on for a while. And then it would get green and then something, you know.
So, Dave, you worked on this album, and you've been working with a lot of North Fork artists to put out some great CDs. What do you like about working with all these North Fork musicians? How would you describe them?
Well, as with Mike, they're very talented. They, for the most part, they know what they want. And at the same time, easygoing and not full of themselves, as you might find in New York or California. And that's refreshing. And as with Mike, you know, open to other ideas, you know, but at the same time, knowing what they want. Some people, they'll come in and they don't know what they want, and so you have to kind of keep feeding them stuff. And it takes twice as long to do a recording like that, but... It's great, the variety of talent and music that's up around here. I was living in Boulder for about 2 years before this, and there's so much more going on up here than there is even down in Boulder. Recording and playing in multiple bands and things.
You really think so?
Oh, more? Yeah. Well, if you're in a touring band, you know, Boulder's a really hip stop. And but, you know, just being down there, I was doing producing records and that type of thing. But as far as actually going out and playing a lot, it just wasn't a lot going up. But here you have festivals. You got all these brewery, you know, pubs and local places. And, you know, they maybe don't pay as much as they do in the bigger cities. But there's more work, and a lot of people appreciate all kinds of live music around here. So.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive, especially in the summer. And I've been speaking with musician and producer Dave Snyder and Mike Gwynn Mike Gwynn has a new CD out, and it's called Still Going 70 in a 55. We're going to hear a song off of the CD in a moment, but first, can you tell me, Mike, what, with your current songwriting and this CD in particular, what was your, you know, sort of influence as far as the lyrics in some of these songs?
Well, you know, this CD represents a culmination or the progression of songwriting that I've been doing since I was 15. So I'm 70, so 55 years of writing songs. So I hope that my songwriting craft has developed and you know, improved as along the way. But I write about a lot of different things. You know, like one of the songs that we're going to hear, Jazz Standards, man, I just list all these great jazz artists who were influences in my life. And I love jazz standards. So when I was riding in my car, driving in my car from Hotchkiss back to Paonia, I was thinking, you know, I'm a jazz standards man. So that was where the title came from. And then I built the song off that. And it ranges from that to songs about, you know, song Throwing Your Life Away is about recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. The evolution of from desperation and near death to really being alive and living and having a spiritual basis in my life. And then you know, other songs are about places that I've traveled to. Rio Madrigal is about a place I gold mined in the jungle of Costa Rica for 6 months in 1968-69.
And you started playing music in the 60s, 50s?
I started playing music in 1957. My first gig was with a band called Dave Myers and the Surf Tones. I was a rhythm guitar player. I think we knew four songs. We played surf music. Dave Myers was a protege of Dick Dale, and studied under him and learned all his licks. And we were in a surf band, and that was my first gig. And then played all through high school and college, and then continued on playing as a professional musician.
Well, let's hear a song off the CD right now. This is called "Jazz Standard Man" from Mike Gwynn.
Play what you love, baby. Jazz standard man, that's just the way that I am. I love a juke that has bass and duke, cause I'm a jazz standards man. I'm a jazz real book guy, that's the way I prefer to fly. I'll take my funk with a side of monk, cause I'm a jazz real book guy. I love a bridge with a minor seven. My idea of heaven is Miles and Bill Evans. When I die, do not grieve. Stay autumn leaves with a band. Cause I'm a jazz standard man. Yes, I am. Benny and Dizzy, Hampton and Herman. Lover Man written by young Jimmy Sherman. I can't make the scene without Getz and Joe Beam, cause I'm a jazz standards man. I like bebop and the blues, like Moe's on a Mexican cruise. But when we hit Ensenada, don't play Moonlight Sonata, cause I like bebop and the blues. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga, may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Art Acres, Stan Kenton, still a man. I'm a jazz standard man. I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Horace Silver, John Hendricks, that's how I get my kicks. Let's hit Route 66 in my band. Cause I'm a jazz standards man. Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Hart Aker, Stan Kenton, still the man. I'm a jazz standards man. I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Joe Pass, Betty Carter, I can't get started unless we hit Route 66 in my van. 'Cause I'm a jazz standards man.
That's called Jazz Standard Man, and we're here with Mike Gwynn and Dave Snyder talking about his new music and an event that's coming up. Tell us about it, Mike. What's going on March 15th at the Paradise Theater?
Well, March 15th, Saturday night, at the Paradise Theater, we're having our CD release, gala CD release concert with the North Fork Flyers and friends, including the flight attendant backup singers, along with a fantastic slide show that runs concurrently with the songs for the evening's performance. So each song has a visual reference that was put together by myself, David Jacobson, and Jordan Chevenet. So,
and those are two local filmmakers here in Paonia. It's not just a regular old show.
No, it's not just people that see us and play around, we don't play in town a lot because overexposure in this town is not a good idea, I think. People get tired of here, they see you, you know. This is a show that's designed around this album and a real production.
So you've been playing music for over 50 years now, mm-hmm. basically. What would you say was the biggest surprise about this path that you've taken as a musician? Or what would you say you've, now looking back on it, you go, oh, wow, that was, I'm sure there's a few different things you've observed.
Well, the biggest surprise for me is that I'm still doing it after 55 years because it became apparent to me a long time ago that I was going to do this no matter what. I mean, it wasn't if I make it big, I'm going to do it, or if I get discovered, I'm going to do it, or, you know, it was just, it's in my blood, you know, it's something I started doing even before I started playing professionally. Music is as much of my life as breathing and eating food and drinking water. You know, it's just that simple. You know, it's a way for me to articulate my thoughts and my feelings in song and lyric.
Well, let's hear another song off the brand new CD. This is called Throwing Your Life Away. Mike Gwynn.
Throwing your life away. throw it away.
Wow, that was great. I was telling Mike while we were listening to that, and that song is called Throwing Your Life Away off Mike Gwynn's new CD called Still Going 70 in a 55. I was saying, wow, I wasn't really expecting a happy little ska groove with a song called Throwing My Life Away. What was the moment where that vibe came into your head for this song?
Well, you know, like I was just sitting on a friend's steps to their little trailer, this lady friend of mine down in Laguna Beach, and I'd been estranged from my family and kind of on the road and struggling with, you know, with alcoholism and addiction, and just thinking, man, I'm just throwing my life away, you know. And when that thought came into my head, it became, you know, I'm a hook player. I have a hook in a lyric and a hook in a groove on the guitar, and I build a song off that. That's just the way I write. And that kind of, you know, that kind of minor key ska kind of backbeat groove was just appropriate for it, and then built the song off that. So,
yeah, and you were saying too that you're a pretty happy guy. And so that's where your music could go that way, even in a moment like that where it was not necessarily a happy moment.
Well, I think the happy guy flame never went out in me, ever. And I didn't want to live the way I was living, and I didn't have a solution for that. My solution for the happy guy was to get happier, and my way of getting happier was to drink and use more dope. So, which, you know, finally stopped working after a long, long time. And I was never really happy doing that, but that was the illusion that I had, that I would be happy if I did that. And
when did it stop being fun for you?
Like, it stopped being fun a long time ago.
Like in your 30s?
Oh, probably 40s? In my late 30s, early 40s. But I didn't really have a plan. I didn't have a solution. I didn't have a spiritual awakening that I needed in order to embrace sobriety, you know, in a way that I would be completely free and clear and clean and sober and honest with myself. Self-honesty is a big problem for alcoholic addicts. They can fool themselves into thinking it's just going to be different every time they do it, and it's always the same.
Right.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's hard to learn how not to lie when you've been lying there wasn't even any reason to lie. You just get used to lying. Oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't drink. I didn't do this. It's like trying to cover up tracks in the sand with more tracks in the sand or something. It's cunning, baffling, and powerful. And it kills people. And the fact that it didn't kill me really is expressed in my music the way it is today. I'm happy to be alive, you know. I'm not just happy, I'm happy to be alive.
I think what I've heard so far, that comes through in the music. I wanted to ask David Snyder, who's here as well, about what is that when sometimes somebody comes out and they sing the song like technically beautifully, like perfect, but for some reason there's absolutely no feeling in it. Is that something that you can work at when you're trying to be a musician, or is it more something that comes with life experience? And
I think a lot of it is life experience. And you hear a lot of that, and a lot of recordings, they auto-tune and they try to make it perfect. I can always detect auto-tuning because it's so sterile. And there is a sterility. And that's my problem with a lot of those shows is I feel like stars these days are being created instead of discovered. You know, like where the time where Mike and I came from, they discovered Dylan, they discovered Hendrix, they discovered Aretha Franklin, and it was because they're incredible talent, but they had this depth of feeling. Everybody calls it really the goosebump factor. Mm-hmm. If you hear something or you see a movie and you get goosebumps or you cry, mm-hmm. then you're making that connection. If somebody doesn't have that to give, that also comes out in the music. And so that's, you know, you can learn technicalities. You can learn how to sing in tune. You can learn rhythm. Everybody has a good sense of rhythm. Everybody who can walk, you have rhythm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings, you know, and being able to express your feelings. You asked Mike earlier why he started doing, you know, what he did, and it's being a musician and an artist of any kind. It's almost like it's in your blood. Like when I just started picking up the instrument, it was obvious. There's nothing else I could do. I love doing the things and art and all those other things, but it's almost like a sentence. You know, it's like you have to do it, and if you don't have that feeling about it, you will not make it as a musician, because it's a hard life. It's not easy. Sometimes you get lucky and it is easy, but it's for the love of it. It's the goosebumps and the crying and the way that you feel when you play and wanting somebody else to feel that and wanting to share that. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what it comes across in Mike's music too. You know, it's that's what it's, well, it's great to play with.
And I like to speak to the imperfection of the process too, because I don't have a perfect voice. I mean, you can hear my voice. I have a human voice, you know. I have my own style, which is my own singing, but I never try to sing diaphragm singing. That's when my dad was that kind of a singer. He was a trained opera singer. When he sang on his television show Night and Day, you know, he was using, that was never for me. You know, I'm a, like Chet Baker or John Hendricks or Linda Ronstadt or you know, Glenn Frey, you know, and the Eagles, guys who have, their character is exhibited in their vocal quality and the way they sing.
Yeah.
And so I never wanted to sing like somebody else.
Right.
You know, I love the way other people sing. I mean, Chet Baker, who is a great trumpet player, had this soft, almost feminine voice that was like his trumpet playing.
Right.
He wasn't known for his singing, but his singing is phenomenal.
Right.
But it's human. It comes from a place in him that is him. Singing is an expression of the character of a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has something amazing in them. And if they can find a way to express it, whether it be watercolor painting or tile setting or carpentry or dance or music or calligraphy, it doesn't matter. It's the expression of something that's inside them that they want to get out.
Yeah.
But the technical part is important. You know, it's good to work on your steps. But the thing I found in when I was trying, you know, play tennis, you know, you learn your moves and you practice, you know, bounce, hit, and you do all this stuff. But when it comes time to play, you don't think about that at all. You don't think, oh, I'm going to practice my scales. Or when you imagine.
Right, your fingers. Or
your fingers will do it because you've gone, you know, for like hours.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make you a good player. Tuning into a higher power, something letting the force or the music come through you, and you know, and not your ego.
Right.
That seems to be the
being real, a channel. I mean, that's such an overwrought term, but you know, really, the best songs I've ever written were just like they were like mm-hmm. little freight trains. They just come, they come through you. You know,
yeah.
And some of the songs I've written just came all together. Music, lyrics, sound, everything. And they were just kind of, and I was just kind of a witness to them.
This is Talking Music on KVNF. And I've been talking to Dave Snyder, a musician and producer here who worked on Mike Gwynn's latest CD. Mike Gwynn is here as well. And we're going to hear one more song off the new CD. Again, there's an event that you can attend. It's the CD release party, Saturday, March 15th at the Paradise Theater in Paonia. We're going to hear one more song off the CD, the brand new CD. This one's called Howard's Blues, and I'm guessing this is about Howard Berkman.
I wrote it right after he passed on and left us.
What a shock that was.
Big shock.
Oh, my God. That was just one of those things, you know.
It wasn't that he died. It was that he wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Used to seeing Howard at the post office, on the street, and it was a huge shock to all of us.
All right. Howard's Blues from Mike Gwynn. Thanks again for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There goes another man, gone on around the bend. Not just someone that we knew, but one that we called friend. He was a troubadour, he could make your spirit soar. But he's walked on out that tavern door, where the music never ends. Blues for Howard, Howard's blues. Someday we're gonna join you on that cosmic river cruise. Tomorrow's promise to no man, that ain't new. So I wrote this little song for you. Well, Howard went too soon, like the good ones seem to do. We'll miss his smiling face down on Grand Avenue. But you never really know a man till you walk inside his shoes. So I'm walking to the tune of Howard. Someday we'll join you on that gentle river cruise. Tomorrow's promise to no man, that ain't new. So I wrote this little song for you. Howard went too soon, like the good ones seem to do. We'll miss his smiling face down on Grand Avenue. Well, you never really know a man till you walk inside his shoes. So I'm walking to the tune of Howard's Blues.